We are continuing our second part of the Kavanas of Purim. We're doing Shah Kavanas in Purim. We're in the middle of Shah Kavanas in Daf Kuf Tes, to Aleph, to Beis. So let's just summarize what we've done last time, and we'll continue from there on. So we've learned some Chidushim that Rizal has taught us, not like we've learned since we've been young, always hearing over the same story of Purim over and over again. So we're just doing a little bit of Chazal in the previous year, and then we're going to continue. Right. So what did we learn last time? So again, not like the conventional story of Purim that we've learned, that there was Haman was trying to get more and more of the Malchus, and he became very angry with Mordechai for the fact that he wasn't bowing down to him, and therefore he wanted to kill him at all costs, and that was really, you know, disturbing Haman because he wasn't bowing down to him, right? So it was a bit more deep than that. The Arizal explains to us that Haman, his sholos and neshama was down in the klipas, meaning like in the same way the we know that Bilam, the shteitan chazal, the lo kam Ki Yisrael ke Moshe, the Yisrael, that there's no one like Moshe Rabbeinu in all Klal Yisrael. The Gemara is medayik that dafka by in Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael, but kom the Umas Oilam. There was somebody else called Bilam. Bilam was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an incredible thing. Now, how can that be? If he's stemming in the same place as Moshe Rabbeinu, he should be as kodesh as him. The Teretz is, he's stemming the other way. Meaning, Zul Umazul Bore Elokim, that there's a world called the world of Kedusha, there's a world called the world of Klipas. And in the world of Klipas, we find everything that we find in Kedusha, we find in the Klipas, except in the Koach HaTuma. So we have all the Pasufim there. We have Nok, we have Zeampin, Ima, Abba, the reverse order, going downwards. The further you go down, Al-Hanpin, Atig, we have all these worlds going down the other way, other direction. The further you move down, the stronger your powers in Tuma are. So Haman was just there with Bilam. His Koros HaTuma were mamish otzum hafle v'fele. He knew more in Kabbalah than all of us put together. That's for sure. I know that about it. And he understood. And he understood, as we mentioned yesterday, that his ganze survival, being a source, his source of neshama, was in the world of Klipas, that his only source of survival is Kedusha, that nurtures the Olamas of Kedusha and also the Olamas of Tuma. And in order for him to keep on top of the situation and be able to be the ruler, the new ruler of the entire civilized world and the entire universe, his job was to get to that Kedusha at all costs. Now, what does that have to do with Klal Yisrael?
He understood it.
He wasn't just a magician pulling a rabbit out of the hat. He was much more than that. He was a Yodea Dover, Yodea Sefer, and partially his Chumus and Nefesh allowed him to go up and to experience these things, B'chush. Therefore, what does it have to do with Klal Yisrael? Why was he adamant to kill Klal Yisrael, to get them out of the picture? What was that so much to kill Mordechai? The Talmud says is that Klal Yisrael are Zura Umazu with a tumor. Meaning that, again, we say there's only one source. As we made a picture, sort of a diagram like this, that the Kedusha is here. The Klal Yisrael are at the bottom of this funnel. And the Klipa, the world of Klipa and everything inside, is on this side. So it's a battle. It's a constant battle. Who's going to get to that Shefa? So if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, we get first bid. We're yearning from the Kedusha, and that gives us source of life and everything that we need. All the Tikkunim. So that if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then the Kedusha goes down to the side of Klipa, Rahman Islam. So that's not only a bad thing that they're getting stronger, of all this is that we are going to get weaker. So the whole same thing happens the other way. If we're around, if Klal Yisrael is around doing the avoid that they're supposed to be doing, Haman will fall. For the simple reason is that we are taking away from his life source. That's why he's so adamant to get to Klal Yisrael. Now, we explained last time that what is the big chiddush of Purim? The big chiddush of Purim was.
One or the other.
And we explained technically, that's all simple understanding, but technically what was happening behind the scenes. So let me show you a few pictures that I drew. And again, I have to be marked, these pictures are completely inaccurate. And for the simple reason, I keep on saying over and over to everybody that any picture you see is completely inaccurate. The simple reason is that you have the olamas of Ruchnis and the olamas of Gashmi, not to be mixed up one for the other. So something that you try to put on paper depicting the worlds of the spiritual worlds are automatically made into material. As soon as you put it on the paper, you made something material. By definition, you can't do that to a spiritual world. Spiritual world is spiritual. Of us, we do what we can to depict a little inkling of what's going on. Otherwise, we have no achiza in them whatsoever. So we have the reshus to write these pictures, but again, you have to know they're not accurate. The chlamish. They give us an inkling of what's going on. So let's look at the paltsufim over here. So what we have over here is the three paltsufim that we're going to deal with. There's many more paltsufim. There's another copy over here if anybody wants to look. So the three main paltsufim, which is called Abba, Ima, and Zerampin. Okay? Now try to imagine that this is just the Mokom, which is Goloi, but you have to imagine Abba goes all the way into Zam. And Ima will go step all into Zah. That means Zah is Malbish on top of Ima. Now Ima is Malbish on top of Abba. What is this called? The Halbosha? Halbosha Zulizu. Okay, and this is the Mokom Goloi. Now each pasuk has Eses Sfiras, we sign Za. So you have the Chachan over here, Chokhma Chesed and Netzach, Baga over here, Bina Gvuot and Netzach, and then you have the last three over here. You have Dat, Tiferet, Yesod, Malchut. Okay. So far so good. Okay. So now
Malchut is where?
Malchut is actually the next pasuk, which I haven't drawn now. Now, let's go a bit further in this. So what do we see over here? We see now the Eses Sfiros. Okay? So we have Chochma Bina Das, and then you have Chesed Gva Netzach. Tiferes. Now why didn't I do Netzach Hod Yesod? Because they're covered over. That's exactly where the Bosha happened, on the Nahi of the top part. So same thing over here, same picture. This is one of the easy things about Kabbalah, that they always repeat each other. So if you know this picture over here, the relationship between Abba and Ima, and the same thing applies to Zerampin and Ima, the same Halbosha, he's going to be Malbish on the Nahi of Ima. So therefore, this part you're seeing is the Mokhm Golui, and the Mokhm Mechusa you don't see in this picture. Okay, next slide. Now let's see this Mokhm Mechusa. Here's the Mokhm Mechusa. You see it in blue. So Abba is stemming all the way down. See the little blue lines over here? And there you see his, the Tiferes is always split into three because the chest is long, so you can split it into three. Then you have Netzach Hod Yesod, and then you have the Halbosha. See the blue, the Ima is Malbish on the Nine. And it's all over here, the Zerampin is Malbish on the Nine. Does the picture make sense? Yeah? Okay, you're looking at this on a side view. You're looking as if you were to look the paltsufim straight in on the side.
Now, front,
yeah, as opposed to on top. So it's 360, right? So whichever side you go, you'll see the same picture. Now, let's get another view of this paltsuf. We're going to look on top now. I hope I make this clear enough. So you see this. This dugma over here of, let's say the first picture on top, is one box upon the other box. Okay? That is, Pshat, you're looking on top. So just try to get your head around this. So you're looking at, this is where the blue will be represented by Za. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Red is Za, and inside him is Ima, and inside of her is Abba. Okay? So this is the view over here.
You got four colors there?
I got three colors. Red, green, and blue. So this is over here. Red, green, and blue. Red is the Za, is on the outside. Ima is on the inside, and Za and Abba is on the Panimi. Is that clear?
Yeah, except for the middle one. You've done three
yeah.
above the line.
Yeah.
And the middle one, you haven't put Ima over the whole of the
Abba. Oh, very good. So why is it that Ima is cut short over here? Because this is the right side. Is that right side? Yeah. This is the left side, and this is the middle side. That means this is the Netzach column. Remember? We spoke about over here. Right. So this is the... Let's go back to this picture over here. This is the Netzach on the right-hand side. The Hod, which is going into this Paltzuf, and then the Tiferet and the Yesod, which is in the middle Kav. These three Kavim. These are the three Kavim over here. The right, left, and middle. Now the middle calf of Ima, which is her Yesod, is not as long as Abba's Yesod and Zad's Yesod. Zad's Yesod is three Chalakim. Ima's Yesod is only one and a half. And Abba's Yesod is already three Pakim as well, so it's longer. So you find the Yesod of Abba is protruding out from the Yesod of Ima. That's this picture over here. It's protruding outside. Now, that's called Zman that we're dealing with Za. Right? The Patsufim Abba v'Ima are coming into Za, and the only nafkamin would be in the middle Kav that Za, that the middle Kav, which is the Yesod, will be that Abba will be coming out from Ima. Because Abba's Yesod is longer than Ima's Yesod. Now, let's see. Now, let's change the picture. The picture now is going to turn yellow. And what's Pshat and yellow? Pshat and yellow is now, we're going to take Za out of the picture. Let's say Za is sleeping, Dormita. So therefore, again, the right calf hasn't changed. You have the Netzach of Abba, which is the blue, going into the green, which is the Netzach of Ima, which is going into the three Pakim of Nukva. Same thing over there on the left calf. The inside of Nukva's three Pakim, which is the Baga, Bina, Gvur, and Hod, you have the Netzach of Ima, and then inside that you have the Netzach of Abba. Now the only thing over here would be the difference over here, that Nuk is as short as Ima. The Yesod of Ima, we said, is only a perik and a half. Nukva is also a perik and a half, and Abba still has its three pakim. So it comes out that Abba will be protruding out of Ima. Abi will be protruding out of Ima and out of Nukva. Is that clear or is that unclear?
What's Nukva to say Ampin?
Oh. So we said Dormita is a Zagos to sleep. So Zag's not there. So now where is Abba and Ima going to be Mashpia on? On Nukva now. Because Zag's not there.
Nukva is not of
Zag. Right. Is the Malchut of Za, and we have to build up Nukva. You missed something because you were headlined.
Until now.
Huh?
Saying we haven't brought him in until this.
No,
you're only speaking about Za until now.
Right.
Suddenly you brought him.
Right, because you didn't come last year. So what happened last year is that we found out that any time what we're trying to do. Let's get the bigger picture. We're trying to get Shefa. Now, how do you get Shefa? Very simply, is that you have to, Abba v'Ima have to build up the Palsufim, the lower Palsufim. And when the lower Palsufim are built, then they can be much beyond us. That's the way it works. Now, so what happened? How do you build up the lower Patsufim, which is Zeanpin Venukva. You have to be Mashpia on them, on Zah first, and Zah is going to take this called Shefa, and give it over to Nok. Okay? The problem with that is that Nok is not going to get sufficient Shefa in order to build Rab. So what does the Eber should do? He puts Kivyochol Zeanpin to sleep. Therefore, Abba the Ima now will be able to go directly to Nukva and pass over the Shefa to her, and by doing that, she's going to be built up very quickly. Okay? So that's what we talked about, two pictures over here. The first picture is Abba the Ima giving over to Zeanpin. When they enter Zeanpin, you can't see anything. They're completely malubush in Zeanpin. Okay? When Zah goes to sleep and Nukva is now receiving the Shefa from Abba V'Ima, there'll be a difference now, because Nukva's middle sphira, which is Yisod, is short. Therefore, there's going to be a bit of a problem here, is that when Abba comes in, his Yisod is long. That's not going to fit into Nukva. Therefore, it's going to protrude outward, out of Yisod, the Nukva, and outside, in the open.
When
Abba's Yisod is longer than Ima, so he's going to protrude out of Ima and then protrude out of Nukva.
Before that, I'm seeing before putting Zab to sleep, Abba's always protruding out of Ima.
That's right, correct. Now, why am I telling you this? Because this is the whole Indian of Purim in a technical way. I told you Api Pshad, now I'm telling you Api story. What is Api Pshad? Api Deriza, now I'm telling you Api technical. What's happening over here is that Haman knew that the whole protection of Klal Yisrael was based on Zah. Based on Zah is the guardian of Klal Yisrael. He's Mashpia Hashkocha Pchotis on Klal Yisrael. But in order for us to get Shefa, sort of a paradox, but this is what happens. In order for us to get Shefa, we need that Zah grows, Zah and Nuk turn Panim Panim. That means that Zah gets the Shefa from the higher Patsufim, and Nuk is got her share of the parts of the Shefa. You know what? Let me just backtrack to make this very clear. Let's start from the beginning. When Zah and Nuk were created, they were creating back to back. Like in Parashas Bereishis, at the beginning, all the Morishim and Chavra, they were Ach Ba'ach. Either because they were Du Patsufim, or because she was a son of Tupshatim then in the Gemara Brachos. What happened? Kodesh Baruch Hu, he took a chelik of the Sela of Adam, right, and put all the Morishim to sleep, did sort of an operation, saw them, and there he got, Nuk was able to go face to face with all the Morishim. Otherwise, always back to back, right? That's exactly what's happening here. That, and by the way, by the fact that they're going face to face, then they can mizavik and have children. That's exactly what's happening over here by the Patsufim. They come out ach ba'ach. A kodesh bo wants to mizavik in order to have children, the shomas of Klal Yisrael, to give shiva to Klal Yisrael. So how is he going to do that? What he does is that he puts Zah to sleep. Zah goes to sleep. Shefa will now come directly instead of desire into Nok. Nok will be built up. She'll go pani bepani. He'll wake up. They'll make a zivug gavalt. We get our Shefa. The problem is when Zah goes to sleep, that means the ganze hashkocha pchotiv Klal Yisrael goes away. If the ganze hashkocha Klal Yisrael goes away, we're in big trouble. Who's going to protect us? That's where Haman comes along. Haman comes along and goes to Chochem. He understands there's no more Hashkocha Pratis on Klal Yisrael. Oy, Gavol, this is the chance I've been waiting for. This is when I can go and Me'avit Soneim Shev Yisrael. I can wipe out Klal Yisrael, Chaz Shalom. This is the time. So he goes to Achashverosh, we can't kill them all. He says, no, they go on Megillah, you give them. We can't. Achashverosh says, I don't know, I want to be a power, get the 10 Esamakas, Me'ech Tesev, sugar. He says, no, yesh no am. Chazal says that Yeshno, that Yeshono, that the Abish is sleeping, right? Yeshno Hashem, that he's sleeping. What's the lotion over there? Yeshno Am. Yashno, that's how he's sleeping. What's Pshadna? How could he be sleeping? Teret says that it's our toelis. In order for them to go panim v'panim, you have to separate them. That means they have to go to sleep. Zah has to go to sleep in order not to build herself up. Okay? You have what's going on? Yeah?
So okay. Without that, if we wouldn't go to sleep, what would happen?
They wouldn't go panim v'panim. We wouldn't get shefa.
So there's times when he goes back to sleep and say that.
That's all. Kavanas, yeah, all about that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why, in order for us to grow, we need shef of the ponim coming by the ponim. So
if he's not sleeping, he'll take half. Is that the problem?
He'll take most of it, and she won't grow, and therefore there won't be some zavik, and therefore we won't get any shefa. Right? In order for us to grow, they have to go through this process. So if I had to ask you, the domita, is it good or bad? Well, it's a bit of both, because in order for us to grow, it's a good thing. He has to go to sleep in order for Nuk to get built up. It's a very terrible time for us, because our Gantz Ashkocha is losing out. And that's why Haman comes along and says, this is the time. All of us, Haman understands that he still can't do anything yet. Why?
That's the time of Hester Ponin.
Yeah, that's the Hester Ponin. That's a dangerous time for us, and a very dangerous time for us. All of us. Haman says there's a problem here. Mordechai is a big problem. He's really bugging me. He does not bow down to me. He's really disturbing me. Even though he's Mishneh LeMelech, he mentioned the ganze Welt is his command. Come out. He gets everything he wants. He's bothered about Haman on bound. Mordechai not bowing down to him. There's his name. What he was thinking is much, much deeper than that. Because the Eibster of the Rachmon is on him. He said, how can I take up the ganze Ashkocha on Klal Yisrael? How can I take it away from them? There must be. The Eibishter said, I'm going to leave some Hashkocha. Where's the Hashkocha going to come from? From Nuk. She's the only one awake in the story, right? Nuk is the one which is building up now. She's getting tons of Hashpah giving of the Nuk, and she can give over to us, that's going to be Mashpi on us. Now, we know that the others are Hem HaKovah Shil Shechina. What's Pshat now? The HaKovah Shil Shechina. Pshat is that the Eibishter wants to be Mashpi on us, but there needs a Keli. In Kabbalah there's only two things, all and Keli. The Eibishter wants to send his all, but there has to be a base Kibbul. If we don't want it, we're not going to get it, right? In order for us to Mekabal it, there has to be a Merkova, a charioteer, in order to Mekabal the Shefa from Nuk, in order to Mashpia. Guess who that is? That's Mordechai. Mordechai is goofy, the Merkova, in order to Mekabal the Shefa, in order to save Klal Yisrael. And he is taking saving Klal Yisrael. Goyis Tzadik, Tzadik Gadol, that is his job, to be Mashpi and to guard Klal Yisrael. He's getting this koach from Nuk.
See, B'shas, when Zohar is sleeping, Nuk is not only gaining herself, but she's still being Mashpi. Even though it's not yet the time for the Zivug,
yeah,
she's still Mashpi.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
So
it's still the shefa afterwards when Zav comes back in the picture.
It's
must be weaker than.
It's much stronger.
So why do we need this
Zivug
at all then?
Let me finish the story. Now, that's what was really bugging Mordechai and Haman. Not the fact that Mordechai wasn't bound down to him. No, it was much more than that. Again, his Gantzer plan is to get all the Shefa, for him to be the most powerful being in the entire universe, and all the Olamas, Aruchnis, Sailim, Malas, Sailim, Mata. Once he gets that, that's it. He's adamant to stop the base of Mikdash being built. Because once the base of Mikdash is built, that's the Merkava, where the Shechina comes down, the real Merkava, and that's the powerful Shefa, right? He has to make sure that's not there. And how is he ensuring that it's not going to be there? If you kill out Chaz V'Shalom Sonei Yishev Yisrael, then the Eibishter is not going to build a base of Mikdash if nobody's there. Right? And he can't do anything to Klal Yisrael because there's the Mordechai, which is Mimekabel, the Shefa from Nuk. So what's the obvious solution to this? What are we going to do to Mordechai? You hang him up. You dispose of him. Right? The Shaila is, all the Mefarshim ask, is that we know that he had 365 advisors. And the Rizal tells us that his wife wasn't Stav Poshto wife, she was greater than all of them kulo. She was a Machshefa Gdoila. She was the biggest witchcraft. We're not talking about, again, somebody pulling something out of the hat, right? We're talking about Zul Umazuta Homan. Homan was a Goyser mensch, and she was even bigger than him. So what is the Gatsa Eitza he's trying to find out? You know, I'm really bothered here. Mordechai is standing in my, is the only thing standing in my way to become the most powerful being in the Gansa spiritual world and material world. What should I do with him? What do you mean? Should I kill him? What's the big? Any stam yeravasha rotzeach? What's the another year? What's the big bayah here? So they explain, no, you don't understand what's going on here. According to what we're saying over here, we're dealing with very, very strong spiritual powers here. We're talking about being the most spiritual, most powerful being in the entire planet. Meaning what? That if he titled it this, that if he were to knock out Mordechai, okay, so the Shekhinah is not going to go to him, but where's the Shekhinah going to go to that? There might be serious ramifications over here. If it could be that Epsher, the Shekhinah will come banging at my door and start taking the Koma, Chvesnish, has no clue what's the tzotzah of knocking out the only Merkava of the Shekhinah. You're chepering with the Shekhinah's baby, Kilo, right? So that was his ganze pachad over here. What were we going to do? What are the tzotzos? Killing him out, that's no brainer. We can do that, right? He's not very strong, Mordechai, but there could be a 1 second thing. Problem is, what's going to happen after that? What's going to happen to that Shekhinah? So they timed it like this. So they timed it, you know, we should build a pole. This pole should be stemming
Eight, right?
50 amas high. 50 amas high. Bikitzo, that he explains to us that this is connecting the two worlds, the higher worlds, the spirituality, and the lower worlds of Tuma. What the plan was like this: this big machshefa, the Zeresh, and the 365. They devised a brain of a plan. They said like this. It's a kasha. But what's going to happen to the Shekhinah? We have no idea. It might be comes going to mevatlas mamash bevas achas, or rather, we're going to make the Shekhinah work for us. Right? We design such a kabbalistic plan that what we're going to do, we're going to draw down the shefa from the spiritual world all the way down into the klipas. Adarabba. What? Kilo, yeah, kilo, zamin inyan. That through this eight, which is stemming mamash to the spiritual world into the klipa, we're going to draw it down once Mordechai is out of the picture, the Shekhinah will still be there, being drawn down automatically into the klipas, and therefore being magdil the power a millionfold. And that is the gevaltika plan. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen. Now, what is, where do we see this ganze in? And again, it's through the zivug of Abba v'Ima and going into Nok. The whole chiddush over here that we're saying over here of Purim is that how is, what is this ha'ora that Nukva was being mashpia to Mordechai, that was so strongly able to make kabu shmir on ganz klal Yisrael? This was the ateres of Mordechai. Ateres Mordechai. That means the ateres of Malchus of Abba. As we showed in these pictures. The protruding factor over here of Nukva is sticking out of Nukva, and this powerful Ashpa says the reason we don't get in the whole entire year. The entire year we didn't see such a thing like this. Never. It's greater than Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tov. There's no Yom Tov greater than Purim. Why? Because Abba is Kein Olam Haba. There's nothing to do with us, Beth. We have no shackles with him the whole year round. Only Nukva, Vizah, with Metapel, with Mesakin, they give us Shifa, we give them, and so on and so forth. That's about it. That's the Gantz Avoid of Hashem here in this 7,000 years that we are. Next world, we're working right in the higher part, Sufram of Ima, Abba. We have a different consciousness, we understand Hashem differently, we have a different completely Avoid of Hashem. Then we're dealing with Abba. But again, Hashpa's Abba in this world, Kein Olam Haba, so half of a fella. Never seen such a thing. And that had the koel to be mashbi, and that's why the Haman was one was going Meshuggah. He wanted that power at all costs. At all costs, right? That is the whole Chiddush of Purim. Okay, that's basically the Chazal. It took a bit longer than I thought. So, let's go right over here. Vezeh nirmaz b'shem Mordechai mamish, and this is, we get this from the word of the name of Mordechai. Sh'omu Chazal, you see it? Well, we left off. Do you have the have a different tefillah over here? Let's see if I have it here. Vezeh tosher achir mamon, a bit down in the Amud Aleph. Zocher, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, and another Eitzes Haman, and this later. So also the Zeh Nirmas b'Shem Mordechai Mamer, Shomu Chazal Shuhu Loshen Mor Dachya, Mar Dachya, Vuhu Targum Mor Dvor. Moldovo. You have it? Oh, the second Amud Tor base, Mamish in the the middle of the first shtickle over there. So what's Pshat? The Gemara says Moldachah Minayin. The Gemara says Moldovo, Moldachia. What's Moldachia? That means it's a pleasant smelling. So the Arizal says Gam Dinike moreover, the Inihu, Ki Aor Gdoila Hi. Which we explained, this is the Teres Mordechai, that means the terror of the Malchus of Abba protruding out of Nukva without any halabosha whatsoever during the Domita. This has an incredible, he says, Mordechai Zach v'Naki v'Tachlis. This Ha'or was Mamash Zach v'Naki v'Tachlis. Ha'or Vers Mipi Yisod the Nukva l'chutzin, went through the Yisod the Nukva and outside. V'zeh Sod Apostle v'Yadai Notfu, moreover. That means the smell of the besami continues onwards. There's sort of a remez to this in and of the hashpa of Abba continue on. V'zitovim malas Mordechai she'ala lebechinas malchus mishne lemelech. It's called the malchus of Abba sticking out, and that was his shorash and neshama. He was mishne lemelech. V'zitzol the pasuk Mordechai yotze milifte amelech velavush malchus techelis v'chur v'ater zov gedoyla. So now that you know the Gantz Yisod of Purim, you can see this in the words of the Megillah itself. He's going to be explaining. Right? Mordechai is Yotze Melifnei Melech. Who's Melech? Who? Rochel. Nukva. Which is Malchus, right? She's a Melech. Ater Zov Gdoyla. Who's the Ater Zov? That's Abba, right? Mitzad Ater Yisod the Abba. So it tells you, so the Abba is leaving Malchus, leaving Roch, is coming out of Nukva. V'lechei nikra gdoyla. Ki ha-chesed v'ha-chochma nikra gdoyla. Besod, ha-godol, ha-gibor, ve-ha-nora. We know in the first passage of Shemona Es, we say, ha-godol, gibor, nora, keneged chochma, bina, v'das. And chochma, that's b'chinus gdoyla. Chochma is keneged Abba. Chochmas kenek Abba. So Abba is the Gedoyla, that's the Merum. It's in the post, like a Teres Zov Gedoyla, that this a Teres that you saw the Abba is coming out, that is the Indian, but that is it. One more. Rem is over here. So much more, the Gam Tamik, Vam Emik, Yaskil Heyos Meshevis Binyomin. We know that, that is it. We know that Mordechai came out from Meshevis Binyomin. Now, Shevis Ben Yom, you have to know that his Shorash and Neshama is from Yesod and Nuk. Yesod and Nuk is Shorash and Neshama of Ben Yom. And that makes sense over here that Mordechai is coming out from Shevet Ben Yom. Mordechai, which is the Ateres Abba, is coming out from Nuk. Mamash is Indian over here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's Ateres.
Shevet Binyamin is Yesodanok.
Yesodanok,
right? And Mordechai is this Malchus. This is Malchus over here. This is the Ateres Yesod of Abba is coming out from Shevet Binyamin. It's coming out from Yesodanok. And then he continues. What? Sholem Melech, so what do you want
to say? There was a Malchus there.
Think about that. Alright. He speaks about the Arizan in Osos Chai, but Sholem Melech, he was Nichba Melechil in the side. Okay. V'zis Zod Kriyas Megillah. And this is why we read the Megillah. V'gam, there's also another inyan called Hispash Tusa Beis Kriyosa. The Tam Pilsumanes. You know, there's David. There is a machloikis. What do you say about this? There's a machloikis by the Baal Kora. By you know, when you're reading the Megillah, to mispash the Megillah.
Like a Megillah,
right? The Shaila is this apply? We see the Baal Kora does it. Shaila is, does it apply also by the Yechidim? People reading it, not right?
No.
What?
No.
Shit in the Kavachaim. big machlokes.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the what? Normal. So Mishnah Berurah, normal. Well, it depends which place you are, but if you go according to the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm using the Maril, then Yechidim don't do it. It's just about Kohen. But what's the Indian of this opening up a piece of salt, right? That's it, the fasting, and that's according to the Pshat. But here it's a bit more over here, because the Megillah is Beloshim Gilui, right? Without the Yud. What is it coming to Megali? This Indian over here. This Ateres that you saw the Abbas in Megali the first time, once a year. This is what happened in the times of Mordechai the Esther. That is the Indian there. So Ali did these two things. You're doing the Kriya, which is being mispashed, this ha'ova coming out from the Yisod Abba outwards, and the hispashes of the physical ageres of the Megillah, that's an intimeram, is this hispashes on a material level. That's why we open it up to show that the Yisod Abba is coming out. L'tam pilsum enes. For inyan ha'ora ateres Yisod Malchut, the Abba, המזגליז ויוצא לחוץ ולכן נקרא מגילה לא שם גילוי וצורך לגולס ולספרסמה גם מגלה או מגילה בלא יוד היא או לגמטרי עין חס right? If you make the Gemara, it's 78. What's 78 have to do with any of this? כמיניה שלושה הוויאז קוקוקו, right? 26, 26, יוד כבובקה, יוד כבובקה, יוד כבובקה. What is יוד כבובקה? Is this three about? שהם איניה שלושה מוכם דחוך מבינה דעת. The Naida Abba. Again, what's coming out? The Naida Abba is coming out from the Nok. Particularly the Yesod, the Abba is coming out. Now, in there, you'll find these Bechinas of Chokhmah Bina Das. Chokhmah Bina Das. Those are the Mochim that Abba V'Imo will be Mashpiyan to Nok in order to make her grow. That's part and parcel of the fact, that's part and parcel of the reason why they're going into Nok in order to grow her. In order, again, for her to go Panim upon him with Zah.
The Tuvan actually Chabad of Abba and Imo? Which becomes the Chabad and then it goes down and creates the other.
No, neither. We're talking about the Chabad Dinai.
Ah.
Amid Galim Shem B'malchut
the Mochin of the Nehi of Abba and Imo.
Yeah, the Mochin which are inside the Nai.
The Chabad of Netach, Chabad of Hoyd and Chabad of Yisrael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that same as the Prokimelianim of the Nehi of Abba Nima? Is that another way of saying the Prokimelianim?
No. We're talking about the actual the Mochim.
That's where the Shepherd comes from to build
it. It's a long thing. We're not going to go into it right now. Okay, let's continue here. V'zeh inyan heyes a Megillah nikras ageres or nikras sefer. Yeah, we have these two names for the Megillah. V'yesh lam dinim ketora shbichtav. It has a din of a sefer Torah. Come on. Ki a sefer Torah who yisod the Abba. We have to know up yisod that sefer Torah represents this yisod the Abba that we've been speaking about. Yisod the Abba nikra toira shbichtav. Tzura sefer keinyan keayin. Keinyan Vavarucha. If you look at the Sefer Torah, it looks like a big Vav. That represents Yesod. Yesod is long and thin. Now the Megillah he ha'ora hayotze mechutz liYesod, right? The Megillah is a hispashus of the Yesod of Abba. V'gam hi arucha b'tzuras Vav, b'tzuras Megillah, arucha, it's long. V'daya ha'ora is elu ela maskeira. From this you can, everything you'll see again, this whole Yesod of the Abba coming out from Nuk, over and over again. Now the shayla is, why are we celebrating Purim? I'll give you three tzedakim. Is the pshat in Purim this year, Sunday? Is the pshat is, it's a yom to remember the next Shahaya? Or is the pshat is, it's a hador, attacker than this? Or the pshat is that the exact same ha'ora that happened then is happening now?
All three?
No, Dami, what did the Svarim say?
Which depends on which level, which thing you learn. If you learn Shaka Bonus, then it's the third one. If you learn
Shaka Svarim. Mm-hmm. I think, like you say, I think that is mostly it's all three Be'etzim. You know, in Canada, ain't Dom Yossi, it's a Pshuto.
Through our Avodah, we play all the third way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what we're here to learn about the third way. This is the Omnam. Heyos yemei Purim elu nasim bekol shone v'shona v'lo hespik lasas bizman hu levade. So we see that yemei Purim are done every single year. It's not only limited to the first year. Atam hu Hashem yisbor b'racham avrotza she'oisa orel mitchadesh v'yois bochim de'aba v'ima toch nukva. The Eibishter wanted to reproduce this whole situation of Abba and Ima going into the nukva. And what's going to happen, obviously? The Abba is going to be sticking out. Bizman domita de Zah, when Zah is sleeping, therefore you're only dealing with Abba Vime into Nukva. Lo titbate lo oilam bikol shona vishona biyomim mehim asma. This is a great line. Probably the most important line in the whole shtickle over here. Is that you have to understand the whole chiddush of Purim is not stamma yom zechira, so be zoicha than air, so to be a hondor, but rather, it's the inin of to relive this hashpah that's going to come down. It comes down every single year. That is the chiddush of Purim. That Hagam, we're not in the matzav that they were. There's no major sakon, and therefore you don't have to make nisim in the floor. So after Pekain, this ha'ola was not mevutal. The Hainu, once a year, this ha'ola will come to us. Kihine acher do misa. Chozrim ponim beponim v'amochim hem beza ein bechinus ha'orazu yotze az klal kenizka le'el. And the inin is, even though, what's the inin over here? The inin is that again we want that Zah goes to sleep. Why do we want to go Zah to go to sleep? In order to build up Nok. She's only in the Kudu Katana. Why do we want to build up Nok? In order that she should grow to be the same size as Zah. Once she goes up, same as Zah, then Zah can wake up and then go ponim with Nok and make a zivun. We can get our shefa, right? So think about it. Is the fact that Zah wakes up, is that a good thing or is that not a good thing? Well, I think it's a good thing. Why? Because if he wakes up, then they can go ponim. Mitzad Acher, if he wakes up, this gevaltika shefa that we're talking about, the Yesod the Abba, which is protruding outside, and we're getting a giloy of a ha'ola mamash ke'en olam haba, the ayin ha'ola also, we don't have this hashpah b'chlal, even on Yom Kippur. We're not going to get it anymore, because as soon as he wakes up, he chaps the shefa for himself. And he's mechase the shefa, right? His yesod is oruch, like the yesod abba. And therefore, there's a kisu all around this containing the shefa, and therefore won't be able to get to us. So there's a mila either way. So what did the Eibush to do? In order that we can still continue getting the Shefa, Mitzad Acher, also for having going Ponim b'Ponim, which is a Stira, that's the Chiddush of Purim. That's all you need to know about Purim. We can stop now. That's the Ganze Chiddush of Purim, that even the go Ponim b'Ponim, this Ha'ora continues onwards.
Why is it Stira? Why is it Stira?
Because mitzad echad, we want this ha'ora to come to us.
Why?
Why? Why don't you want a ha'ora? Every ha'ora is shefa, brocha, was able to be shomer ganz klali, so that's how strong it was.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want that? Question would be. Mitzad acher, we want them to go ponim beponim. Because we want that type of shefa as well, that creates the shomers. That creates a different type of shefa that we need, in order, and other type of shefa that we need as well. So we want both. We're greedy people.
Why can't you have both?
The pshat like this. Because when Zah goes to sleep, this is the scenario that's going to happen over here. The scenario that's going to happen is that the Yesod Abba is going to protrude from Nukva. See the blue? There's no kisoy on it whatsoever. That's when he's sleeping. He's not there. See, there's no red in this picture whatsoever. Misad Acher, when he wakes up, this is going to happen. The picture changes. See now, there's a red all around the blue. That's Zah. Zah is as long as Zah's Yesod is as long as Yesod the Abba. And therefore, the Yesod the Abba's Ha'ora is going to be Kisui now. It's going to be Mechusiv. We won't going to get it anymore. So the Eivish they made the Pshorah. He said, the Seder, I'm going to wake him up. I know that he should go ponim upon him. And therefore we can get the Shefa that way. Right? Making a Zivug with Abba V'ima, need for them.
Although it's being covered
Oh, so even though it's been covered, after Pikein was still going to get it as if it was not covered. That Shefa is going to be Mamshech to us. It started, and our avoider during Purim for that whole day, through the Gimel mitzvahs that we have, through the various mitzvahs that we have, is going to be Mamshech and Mamshech and Mamshech. Keep that Ha'ola going, alive. That spark, make sure it doesn't go dead. Okay?
Right.
When they're upon them, upon they don't.
No.
No, it's only when they're ach ba'ach. When they're ach ba'ach. And here, anyways, they won't be able to touch Abba because Abba's too high. They're too scared of him. So that's the whole inyan of, first of all, the Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, Vaita, Loshon Giloy, representing this Giloy of Abba. And being Ali did the Kriya is being Mashpir weiter and giving strength, this not strength, kilo, it's Mamshech this Ha'ora weiter. Let's continue weiter over here. The Inin Hu, Kikol Shona Vishon Vyomi Mahem Kasha Yikansu Vamochim Birochel Besot Daumisa Deza. Afa Pisha Achikal Yochzu upon him upon him, even though now they're going to go upon him upon him. And you think now the ha'ora would be bottle mavuta? Lo titbatel ha'ora niskeres. The ha'ora continues. V'tisha sham kayames v'nirshemes. V'av gam achis talkus amochi me'ilu mimenu v'yazo beza. The ha'ora still continues. V'zeh sod mashomu v'kosov v'zichon lo yasuf Mizoram, that's why Zichom is Zocha, that means Abba, Lo Yosuf Mizoram, which is from Nok, from us, this Hashpa will continue. Now, we're just running out of time over here. Let me just tell you about this. So, therefore, the whole Inyan of Matonas Evyonim. Alright, we're gonna stop here and maybe continue next year. If we can maybe some other time finish all these mitzvahs, how they apply to this ganze inyan of this hashpa and how we draw it down to us and how we're nene from, because otherwise it's just a day, very busy day. And that's why it's hafuch, it looks like it's a very normal day, but he's dressed up. But to show that everything is in disguise, the hashpa is there, and the avoid is to stay true to such a hashpa and get hanah from it. Okay, we'll stop it here. Sure.